JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Ross Taylor's on after 7:30, so we'll grill him. But Investors Day, did it go well?
I think the share price went up, so that's a positive. If that's one measure of it, then the answer is yes. There was talk about JIB. I mean, everyone else is talking about it, and it's clearly obviously been problematic for people trying to get a house finished. But the thing is, Mike, the industry's actually been known this for weeks, if not months, so it's not a new conversation. Fletcher Building did address the issue fairly head on, and there are some points that I think you might have mentioned them just before six that I just want to bring up, because they haven't really been that well articulated up to now. And the first issue, as you mentioned, is that Fletcher Building did address the issue of greater supply 3 or 4 years ago. They talked about this in 2019. They commissioned a new factory, so they committed to a new factory. In fact, they may have announced this in 2018 in Tauriko, which is near Tauranga. So they effectively said there would be more supply. And at that stage, remember, building consents were running at about 35,000 a year, not the current 50,000 a year. Now, that plant will come on stream in 2023. I think they mentioned May. They'll have full production at that point, and that will add 30% more capacity to the market. Now, there was a 12-month delay to the completion of that factory because of, obviously, COVID. Without COVID, which I don't think you can blame Fletcher Building for, they would have been finished now, and that supply would have been coming on stream. Now, they're also at the moment granting royalty-free licenses to allow other parties to import plasterboard. I mean, they did note the unusually high level of construction activity. And as I said, that their existing plant, the plant that currently makes plasterboard, that was closed for COVID as well. That certainly doesn't help your ability to supply. They noted that supply-demand equilibrium should be re-established by October. There were some questions at the Investor Day, Mike, around price. There is a price differential between New Zealand and Australia. However, of course, we have a task force now, don't we, Mike? So it's almost July. Now, they'll have to get going quite quickly, or they may be a task force without a problem if equilibrium has been re-established by October. Look, could Fletcher Building have done more? I was discussing this with some people yesterday. Maybe you can ask Ross Taylor this. Could they have imported more supply when they knew there was a problem? Maybe, I'm not sure. He could answer that. But there were a number of factors outside of their control. Now, you would have been forgiven for forgetting that there's actually more to Fletcher Building than JIB board, but for the record yesterday, they also confirmed their profit guidance for the 22 financial year at $750 million, talked about an uplift of $100 million in the 23 financial year, and that, I think the market liked that. They're working to a margin, an earnings margin of sort of 10%. They're getting close, 9.5% to 10% at the moment. So as I say, share price up 24 cents.
Nice, and speaking of housing, mortgage rates are up as well.
Yeah, so we're talking a lot. Well, we're talking housing, but I see those CoreLogic numbers, which are telling us the market is softening. Well, it won't be helped by mortgage rates jumping higher again yesterday. So further rate increases, and I just want to note this, BNZ and Westpac both moved. BNZ adding almost 0.5% onto a number of fixed rate, and that follows increases that had previously been announced by ANZ. So these two-year rates are now creeping towards 6%, which is a far cry from the two-year rate that sat around 2.5% for a lot of last year. So that's a big shock to the household budget if you think people are going to be rolling over, from those sort of figures that we saw last year, if they fixed for 1 year, say, to sort of 5 to 6s. But my regular listeners to your program out there will know that we've been talking about this lift in wholesale rates ad nauseum for months now.
That's why you're here.
Very quickly, too, if you think our rental increases are bad, spare a thought for renters in the US. CoreLogic over there reported a 14% increase in rents nationally. But if you happen to live in blooming Florida, 41% increase in Miami. And Florida has real problems, so we don't look so bad on that front.
Okay, what are the numbers?
Another positive day, two in a row. Gosh. We'll never know what to do with ourselves. 30,754 on the Dow, up 224 points, 0.74%. The S&P 500 up 0.63%, 3788. And the NASDAQ is up over 1%, 11,184, up 115 points. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.88%, 7089 was the close there. The Nikkei lost 0.37%, 26,149. The Shanghai Composite down over 1%, 3267. Small moves in Australasia. The ASX 200 lost 15 points, 6508. And the NZX 50 lost 0.2%, 10,678 was the close there. The Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6294, 0.9068 Aussie, 0.5949 euro, 0.5128 pounds, 85.68 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,840.66. And there's been a bit of weakness in oil, actually, Mike. Fell to 107 bucks at one stage overnight, but now at $112.16. So that's
a good one, Mike. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.